My name is Boys, from the late Parshas Toldos, a very special addition to the wonderful Shunabet / Label Chayal / I don't know what I'm doing with my life. No. You hopefully had a wonderful time on your trip today. Got to go to the wonderful, I don't really know what you did, but I'm just guessing. But you went to the Gush, yeah? Then you went to Tzomet. Great Rav Rosen, I'm sure you heard about, was Nifter just a few weeks ago, who was the inventor of many of these unbelievable patentim that we use on Shabbos and hospitals and different places. He did not invent the Shabbos staff, it was that they asked today. That was not a good question. But wonderful, you got to meet Rav Yimon, right? So, great zechus. I've geared my speech this evening, /lecture/shiur/Musar, to specifically the Shunabet guys. Obviously, it's open for everybody to hear. I have been told, I am blessed to have been told, that we have a new audience that started to listen on the YU Torah. It's starting to go to other genders, those that my wife taught in different seminaries. So wonderful. Hopefully, these messages apply to everybody. What I find to be amazing about Torah, which I know you guys know already, but I'll comment on it anyway, is that when it comes to Torah, it never ceases to amaze me how stupid I am. Okay, not nice, sorry. Sorry, Mom, I didn't mean that. But what I mean is that there's so much to learn that for the last, I'm not going to tell you how many years, I've been going through the same pasuk. We all know, like we learned this in grade school, and I never noticed something glaring that's pretty cool. I think probably the most famous pasuk in the parasha, because we always talk about it, is Akol Kol Yaakov Ayadayim Yidei Esav. This amazing story of the change of history. Of course, starting with Yaakov Avinu selling, if you will, buying the Bechora, which was remarkable in itself. Didn't seem like a Yaakov thing to do. And then a real Yaakov thing not to do is to try to trick his father to put on the clothes, the whole thing. So he does it. The psukim tell us he gets clothes. And his father touches him. He was nervous about this. And he says, Hakol kol Yaakov. He's caught. But then the next pasuk says, V'lo hikiru. I didn't know what it was. Ki hayu yadav. Right? Ki yadav. If you don't understand what this pasuk meant, it says, okay, let me explain to you what that meant. Because his hands were like that of Esav, his brother. Right? So he didn't recognize it. Then what does it say? So he blessed him. Okay, interesting. He didn't know who he was, so he blessed him. Then it continues. And then it says, Vayigash. And then he blesses him. I never noticed this my entire life. The pasuk says twice that he blessed him. The first pasuk says that he blessed him after he found out that he didn't know who he was. And then it says, well, he got a little bit closer and it seems like now he knows who it is. He drew closer, he kissed him, he smelled the fragrance of the sadeh, bigadav, bogdav. He's right. I don't know if you ever heard this great vort, begadim, or something fake. Bogdav means traitor. It's not really who you are. And he blesses him. So the Avraham, Rav Avraham, the brother of the Gra. I'm getting pretty good that I'm able to find things that I've never seen myself. And this is a pretty cool one. The Gra's brother says the following. We know the famous, I mean, you've heard this, I'm sure, many times, probably based on the Gemara in Gittin, I think around 57B maybe. The Psikta says, actually, Psikta le'echa rabosa, rabosi. So the Psikta says on Eich, and this makes sense, because if you look at the Gemara there in Gittin, it talks about the following. Kol zman shekulo shel Yaakov mitzasef v'batei kinesios v'beis medrashos ein hayadayin yidei Esav. What does it mean? A kol kol Yaakov? That if the kol of the beis medrash, the kol of beis kinesios, the kol of tefillah, if the kol of Torah is around, yidayin yidei Esav can't affect you. Nothing can happen. not exactly what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, actually gives two cases about how the Goyim were able to destroy our Batei Mikdashiot, how they were able to do that. So one way was, is that there wasn't a Kol Kol Yaakov. Then the Gemara says that in the positive way, if there's a Kol Kol Yaakov, the Gemara says, so Esav could try whatever they want. Esav son of Yaakov, but they can't do anything because the Kol is there. Okay, good. So comes along the brother of the Gra, Rav Avram, and says, L'chor, we have a stira. We have a problem. The Pasuk shouldn't say a Kol, I'm sorry, well, the Pasuk can say whatever it wants to say, but this psikta shouldn't say, if the Kol Kol is Yaakov, Hayadayim lo yaday Esav, right? It should say something like that. The Yadayim de Esav means that something bad is going to happen. So he asked him this. Yes, it's Boneng. Nigale Tmea Nosefes. Hare Yaakov Pachad, he's scared to death that he got caught. He didn't want to do this. His mother said, do it. I have Ruach HaKodesh. Everything's going to be great. And what happens? He does it. He gets caught. You know, I don't want to, you know, you've ever been in that situation? Right? You get caught. Right? Mommy, daddy catch you. You're about to leave. Like, where are you going? I don't have the keys to the car. What? Right? Whatever the situation might be. Whatever. He got caught. Then it says, Vayivarche, so why did he give him a bracha? And were there two brachas here or there one bracha? One bracha clearly doesn't say. If there were two brachas, it doesn't say. We know what the second bracha is. Tal Shammai, we know that. The first bracha doesn't say. What was the bracha? Vayigalas ha'emes. Vehine, kasher, megia harega ve'aviv. He touches him and he says, Akogol Yaakov, he died in the Yechlog. Zetzorach lo'orer. Chashad. And what does he say? Vayivarche. What should he do? He should say, dude, I don't know who you are. I'm blind. Something's going on here. Get out of here. Let's go to commercial break and, you know, let's return and see, you know, who's really this guy. What's going on here? Piloplayim. Hafla devela. And what was the bracha that he gave him? Doesn't say. Only afterwards, Pasuk Zion, it says that he gave him a bracha. Is it the same bracha? So says Rav Avraham, Achi Hagra. He says the following. Meforesh b'medrash b'rchato arishona was hakol kol Yaakov ayadayim yudei Esav. Dehainu? Sha'akein yusev l'shneihem. Shesh v'zman she'akolo kol Yaakov. Dehainu de'oisik b'tora. Yiyelo gam koach kimo Esav, below Yachol Shem Adam ve'oyev l'shaloit bo. Aval m'chas v'chalil, it's the opposite. So then the Yadayim de Esav and the Kol Kol Yaakov. I never thought of this before. First of all, I never knew that this bracha. He says, yeah, he gave him a bracha. Yitzchak knew exactly who it was at that point. Okay, there are different midrashim, there are different maimer chazal. What happened there? So did it finally, how can it be? The beginning of the parsha, it says that he loved Esav Kisayit Bifiv. No, it's not that he loved him, but he had special needs and he had to take care of him. Of course he loved Yaakov. But this was the point, according to at least one understanding, where he saw, wait, Yaakov can do this. Yaakov is the Ishtam Yoshev Olam. He's sitting and learning in yeshiva. Okay? The guy's sitting and learning, he's going to lead a Jewish nation. I don't think so. He saw what he did. Oh, he says, wait, let me give you the key. Here's the key, my little son. What you did learning Torah, oh, that was good. Because Kol Yaakov. If your Kol is Yaakov, if you learn, if you're close to Hashem, you learn His Torah, you daven, and you do good deeds. Oh, you die in the day, so it's going to be amazing what's going to happen. I don't know if you ever heard of this person. There's a gentleman by the name of Jackie Mason. Jackie Mason. His real last name is Mazer. He learned in Yeshiva. His brother is a great, great svarim. On the Mishnah Berurah, Rabbi Mazer, Yeshiva in Queens. It's a great, great sefer. So, not for now, but I have a good story about that. I can tell you another time. I upschlugged a Rosh Yeshiva in Sfas once, and there was a mistake in the Torah. So I said to him, of course, Mishnah Berurah. And he says, we don't have a Mishnah Berurah here. It wasn't in the Yeshiva itself. They were davening somewhere else. And I found his sefer, and I looked and said, hey, it's in the sefer. I don't know what the sefer is. But I upschlugged him. Okay, fine. So, Jackie Mason has a joke, and he says, I don't understand. Right? You put an Italian person, the Italian, the mob, people scared of the Italians, right? You see it, oh, the big, you cross the street. They put him in an army. No, nothing. Nobody cares. The Italian army is a joke. A Jew. I'm walking down the street, right? Nobody says, oh my God, there's a bunch of Jews. Oh my God, we have to cross the street. I'm so scared. You put him in an army, everybody's scared to death of the Israeli army. He didn't want to continue the war because he was just telling comedy, but what he meant was, Yeshiva Bachar meant, was because I call Kol Yaakov, all of a sudden, Yedayin Deyasev, all of a sudden, you should fight an army. This is a good Lev L'chayel shtick, right? Guys should start recruiting. It's good. Yeah. Let's put it in the brochure, okay. Forget about the Rav Cook the thing. I got a good one. It's good. Okay. So, I think that's the ikker over here. That's the ikker. So what's the message to you? What am I trying to say? Trying to say is that you need to find your Kol Yaakov. You need to find your Kol Yaakov so that you can be a Dayan Deyasev. So we could have a machlekes at the table. We're not going to not now. Right? I'm sure there's been fights on the bus probably today, right? Who's better, Leil V'Chayal or Shavuot Be'ah? You know, they're fighting. Okay, Yishkoyach. So I want it. You're both serving Klal Yisrael in the best way. So what's the answer? The answer is, I don't know. What's your Kol Yaakov? What is your Kol Yaakov? The answer is, you got to find that out. That's why he decided to come back Shavuot Be'ah. And if you're sitting in YU, and you're sitting in Rutgers, and you're sitting in Queens, and you're listening to me for some reason, because you have nothing better to do with your life, and something went wrong with Torah Anytime, or the right YU Rebbe and Baba Steak I came up, okay, so now you're listening. What is your Kol Yaakov? What Chelek Be'araisa do you have? What Chelek in Torah is yours? What Chelek in Kibbulus Chassadim we spoke about last week is yours? What Chelek in Tefillah is yours? Find your Kol Yaakov. And the problem is that we don't believe in ourselves. We don't believe that we have a Kol of Yaakov to actually have Yedayim Yedayasev, to be able to transform the universe in such a way that all of a sudden the Israeli army is one of the feared armies of the world because of the Kol Yaakov. Oh, we don't believe in ourselves. So sad. So sad. Yes, that's part of the reasons of why you're here. You took another year to say, well, I obviously do believe in myself in some way that I want to try to figure this out for myself. I want to figure out what my Kol Yaakov is. As a Harvard professor years ago, we did a study. Maybe you guys remember the study. I brought it up once. Maybe last year. It's a cool study because it proves Kol Yaakov. That's not what the study was called. But he took, I don't know what the appropriate name nowadays is, chambermaids. Yeah? People that clean rooms. Good one? I don't know. Sorry. He put them in a room. He split the room 50-50. And he said, ladies and gentlemen, we want to try to figure out how to help you here. I work for the hotel. Let's see what we can do. So they all complained that, you know, they're working all day. They don't have time to, you know, lose weight. So he takes 50% of them, the half, and he says, ladies, I'm going to speak to the management. Maybe we'll get you a gym membership. Maybe you'll be able to go early in the morning before the gym opens, and then we'll try to do something for you. He dismisses them. The other ones, he says, well, now that I have you here, I don't understand something. You don't have time to work out? Of course you have time to work out. And he pulls down a chalkboard and he starts writing. He goes, you know, every time you make a bed, it's 100 calories that you burn. Vacuuming, forget about it. 250 calories. Stealing other people's belongings from the hotel room, well, 500, whatever it is, going on and on. And you can imagine they're going, psh, I never even knew that. Fine. He waits a few months, and he brings them all back into the room. Now, I don't know how exactly this happened, but okay, I'm just a story. It's a true story. It's a true study. He says, okay. He splits them up exactly the way he did the last time, a few months later. He says, okay, now everybody has to get on the scale. We're going to weigh you. So I don't know how you can do that, but okay.
and he does it. And guess what? The 50% of people he dismissed and lied to them and said, maybe we'll get you a gym membership, but never did, they either remain the same or they gain weight. The ones who he told this whole story, which was a true story, that what? You lose weight this way, that. They believed in themselves and they believed they were losing weight, and guess what? They all lost weight. Psh, one more. One more study. He did a lot of studies. Him and then someone, and the woman took the, stole his studies and did her own studies. Good. Went into school. Go into a classroom. Let's call it a fifth grade classroom. They go into the fifth grade classroom and they get information before without the teacher knowing. And they said, okay, we're going to have a test. All the kids have to take this test. I'm from Harvard University. So the teacher's like, come on, take it seriously, fifth graders. So Harvard, oh, okay. They finish the test, and he grades all the tests. And he finds out who are the five kids who are the poorest performing students in the class, and he gives them the highest grades. And he comes in and he says to the teacher, listen, I have to tell you, I got five names here. These kids, wow. These are the top kids. So the teacher's like, yeah, I know who it is. It's this one. Says, no, it's this one, this one, this one. She's like, what? So of course, being a good teacher, is like, yeah, I knew that. I believe in them. I even know, whatever it is. Fine. They follow these kids. They tell the kids. They said to them, well, you know, you got the highest on your aptitude test, Harvard University. Guess what? In the middle of high school, they revisit them. These five kids are the top students in their school. Now, you're going to tell me, how's that possible? Right? You can't fake a math test. Why? Because someone told them in fifth grade, you're the top of your class. Doesn't matter how you perform on tests. And all of a sudden, they started doing well. They believed in themselves. They believed in the Kol Yaakov. They believed. They found out, what am I good at? What do I do? And they became that. Sometimes in the business world, you know, you'll kick yourself if you ever watched a show like The Shark Tank. You'd be like, oh, why didn't I think of that? Especially when it does well. You said, well, I really thought of it. I should sue him. You know, I thought of that. Yeah, okay, sure. Right? And because this person thought of a niche. This person, he says, oh, this is the guy that did that. Oh, you know, like I always say, sometimes I like to play a joke. And be like, ooh, so do you know that guy who's in the corner? So I know what the person wants to hear when they say that. Like, oh, yeah. You ever hear of post-it notes? Yeah, he invented those. Oh, man, I thought of that idea. And I'm like, no, he didn't. You're a loser. Like, but somebody thought of that idea. Somebody said, that's Hakol Kol Yaakov. Your job is to find out, what am I here for? What can I do? What can I do? Our tefillah, everybody's tefillah is different. Find your tefillah. Find what it is about tefillah. Find what it is about Torah. What is your area that you could capture? Believe in yourself. The guy who, you know, at Simchas Torah said, yeah, I'll do all Shas Mishnayos. What Shas? What's Mishnayos? You know, like, but then he does it. Believe in yourself. Finally, maybe, this is Mamash going out on a limb here, Rav Pinkus also says on this parasha that Dafka the Mida of Yaakov was Emes. Titin, Emes li Yaakov. Emes was known to be Yaakov, which is, it's very interesting, this whole incident that happened, because this was the Emes. He said, I have to get the Bechor, because that's the Emes, that's the right way. That, same thing over here. But the Emes person, the true emes is that you figure out, even through difficult times, you're able to figure out who I am, what I am. Because I'm true with myself. I don't sell myself short and say things like, ah, you know, Hashem would want me to sleep under these circumstances and not go to Minyan this morning. This is what Hashem wants of me. He's not being emistic with himself. And maybe, says Rav Pinkus, maybe that's why I'm expanding. Rav Pinkus is talking about emunah in general. He says it's interesting if we see that the word emes, the Mishnah and Brachos, right? Kriya Shema has to end with Hashem Elokeichem, Emes. Emes is not, it's not what the Pasuk says. Why? Emes V'yatziv, Emes V'muna. What's the difference? Why do we say sometimes V'yatziv V'yatziv? So he says V'yatziv V'nachon V'kayam. Sure, I know all this. That's total emuna. But at night, what do we say? Emes V'emuna kolzos. I need emuna. Night, traditionally, what does night mean? Night is the difficult times. Before the Alus HaShachar, before the Morning Star, before the V'yatziv, it's so obvious to me. Yes, you'll have those times as well. You'll have the nights, the emuna kolzos. I need emuna. You have to have emuna in yourself. It's not Rapinsko says, I'm just going out on a limb here. But the emuna kolzos, believe in yourself. That's true emuna in the Rabbanu Shalom. Rabbanu Shalom is you believe in yourself. I can do this. I can be a Koko Yaakov and make a difference that makes a huge difference. When there's an earthquake in Iran, near Iraq, and hundreds of people die, you know what that's because of? It's because of you. It's because of you. Koko Yaakov, I got to figure out, what did I do? There's somebody sick in your community. There's someone... Koko Yaakov, don't say to yourself... Well, what am I going to do about it? I'm going to add, I'm going to say I'm Perkut. That's no big deal. I'm going to dedicate myself. I'm going to do something. It's amazing. There are so many examples of people who did things and said, I want to make a change. And that's what the Yadayim Day is. I don't know, please, I'm very, very against people who use the crystal ball and say, you know why this happened because of this happened. But we certainly remember the time years ago, not that many years ago, when the three boys were kidnapped. And a lot of people gave comfort and said, you know, the boys were kidnapped, but look what it led to. They found all the weapons and we could have been destroyed and there was a war. I don't know. But what I do know is, during that time, before the nace of being able to find all these tunnels which would have Nebuch, Lo Aleinu, who knows what could have happened, how the Yadayim and the Esav could have come to the forefront, there was a Koko Yaakov like I never heard in my life. Everybody had their own thing. There was hundreds of thousands of people at the Kotel. There was this yeshiva learning, this yeshiva. Here we had a Kabbalah Shabbos like I never in my entire life experienced. The Sephardi did this, the Hasidish guy did this, Ashkenazi did this, this one spoke. Whoosh. Mamish, you left there saying, wow, Me'ein Olam Haba, Mamish. I didn't need Shabbos for this Me'ein Olam. This is Me'ein Olam Haba. Shmokeinu. We can, as individuals, I remember on that blessed Friday night, I had mitlabit. I said to myself, I'm going to go. It's going to be a long davening. Why should I go to? I'm going to go to the, it was in the yeshiva. So the side minyanim, you know, people like to make a, you know, breakaway. I said, you know what? It's not good for chinuch. I blame my kids. I took my kids with me. And I said, oh my God, I can't believe I almost didn't go to this. This was amazing. It was amazing. It was amazing. It's amazing. I almost didn't go to it. My call helped. That's what we have to believe, Rabbi Yisai. What is my Koko Yaakov? Because with my Koko Yaakov, my Yadayim be turned into ones that could save the world. And not that of Esav. Not to end on a bad note. But we have to remember what the opposite is as well. They also have a Kol. Not just Esav. I had the schus of being in Yerushalayim HaKodesh today, being able to go to the Kotel. But one of the most disturbing things is that five times a day, and it's loud, you hear the call to prayer. You hear the call, you smile, I guess, but you hear the call. There's a call, we got to counteract that call with our call. And the call is not just a call of learning, it's a call of tefillah, it's a call of gimlus chasad, it's a call of being a good person. And that will destroy those that think ill of us, those that want to destroy us. And with that, obviously, the greatest bracha will happen. The greatest bracha will happen. We'll have the emuna that when we walk to that kotel, which I didn't have to, I should have had it when I walked to that, I was walking to the kotel, I should have said, who knows? Maybe the base of English was rebuilt. Instead, you have to nebuch with the great schus of Hashem. You know, you guys don't appreciate 45 minutes away, you're at the kotel. But it's still just a kotel. It's still just a wall. Shulim Hoichimbo on top. Many of you guys, I don't know if you guys went, but I'm sure some of you went to Chayisora, went to Chevron. Oh, what a zchus to be able to go to Chevron, right? Shulim Hoichimbo also. I'm sure you saw quite a lot of security had to protect us. Baruch Hashem, the Kol Kol Yaakov, the Yadayim Yudei Tzahal. Baruch Hashem. But there's a kol out there, and we have to counteract that kol with our kol. And when we do that, we'll be able to bring Mashiach Tzidkenu, Mehera, V'Yameinu.
Amen. Amen.